Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Do you want a man for president who's seasoned through and through? A man who's old enough to know
and young enough to do?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign paid $7 million for a controversial Super Bowl ad that repurposed a commercial from JFK's 1960 run and swapped their pictures. The anti-vaccine independent apologized when that provoked anger from his family and went on social media to deny approving it. Some Senate conservatives may again try to block an aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza civilians over migration policies. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul is threatening to filibuster in spite of the minority leader.
Mitch McConnell is more concerned with sending your money to Ukraine than the invasion of the southern border, and I've had enough. They can vote when hell freezes over.
Arizona independent Kirsten Sinema criticized her GOP colleagues for letting former President Donald Trump kill the bipartisan border deal she helped negotiate.
Less than 24 hours after we released the bill, my Republican colleagues changed their minds. It turns out border security is not actually a risk to our national security. It's just a talking point for the election.
Support for the bipartisan standalone foreign aid bill looks strong enough to pass over the objections of conservatives and even as Trump lobbies against aid to Ukraine. Trump continues to draw fire for saying he wouldn't protect NATO allies that don't have large enough defense budgets.
If we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
Trump has previously threatened to withdraw from NATO, and not coming to an ally's aid would violate U.S. law and treaty obligations. Many, including congressional Republicans, European allies, and the chair of the Joint Chiefs, are strongly condemning his statement. Meanwhile, Trump is appealing the decision that he's not immune from federal felony election interference charges for leading January 6th to the Supreme Court. His legal team wants to delay his many potential trials until after the election, and in the complicated dance between the courts and the calendar, how quickly the SCOTUS acts may prove key. Democrats on House Education are pushing a billion-dollar White House request for additional women, infants, and children nutrition funding in the agriculture bill before that legislation's March 1st deadline. They say it's crucial post-pandemic. During that crisis, Virginia Congressman Bobby Scott described how important the program is.
WIC programs help over 7 million mothers and young children access nutritional counseling, breastfeeding resources, and immunization assessments and screenings. Challenges threaten to disrupt daily nutrition assistance for so many Americans.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.